Previously on Heroes.
Get out of my head!
This is a dream.
It's not a dream!
I came to take you out of here. In the dream, Emma, my friend, you save her before she kills thousands of people.
You really think you can get us out of here? Let me see you try.
Charlie was my heart, my world, my happily ever after. I did everything I could to try and save her life.
Where is Charlie?
I'm the only one who knows exactly where your sweet Charlie is.
Please help him.
It is our intent to prove that the defendant abused his power to bend space and time selfishly and repeatedly.
Kaito says, one more outburst or what? Kimiko says, I've come to heal you.
You think showing me my dad's memories is going to enlighten me?
Don't do this. You're afraid she'll see the real you, Bennett?
You brought a gun.
I was scared.
That's the first time you killed anyone. You actually thought that I would turn on him?
Claire Bennett needs some time to think about my offer.
Samuel sinks the souvenir trailer into the ground.
Time to gather the family. We're moving on to bigger and better things. It's going to be the greatest show we've ever done.
Dad. Dad?
I'm here.
There's no signal.
Claire, you okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, here, let me get these ropes off. Lantern over there?
Using her phone for light, she finds the lantern and switches it on.
We're buried.
How far down do you think we are?
I don't know. It felt like we dropped about 40 or 50 feet.
Hello? Can anyone hear us?
Anybody hear us?
Claire tries the door handle. Earth starts to trickle in past the door's edge as she shoulder charges it. With her arm in a makeshift sling, Lauren's arrived at the carnival site and is looking around, but it's deserted. She strides past the dark rectangle of disturbed earth, which marks the spot where the souvenir trailer once stood. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Sitting on the ground, Peter's leaning against the brick wall in Matt's basement. Getting up, he turns to look at it, then places his ear next to it. At home, Matt's grabbing food out of his fridge, when suddenly the room quakes. He whips round to find he's confronted by four Elis. Silas standing behind a large gap in the brick wall, holding his head. In front of him, Peter slowly gets up from the ground. He turns to face Sila, who steps through the hole and looks around. They stare at each other.
How long has it been, really?
Half a day, maybe.
Feels like we were in there for years. Is your buddy Samuel here with you?
Came along this time, so to speak.
What do you want?
Samuel asked me to come here and make sure your friends downstairs aren't a problem for us. I guess that means you too.
Sila and Peter's path is blocked by Eli.
Sorry to break up the love fest.
Come on. You're having doubts about this. Look at you. Come on, I can tell. You don't really want to do this.
What I want doesn't matter. I don't have another choice. Don't bother. We got you outnumbered.
You want to leave right now.
Are you trying to push a thought? All but one of us are pretty thoughtless.
Matt lunges for Eli with a knife. Stepping onto an outdoor stage, Samuel's surrounded by carnival people.
Tonight will be a night unlike any other. Tonight, we change everything.
For too many years, we've been shamed into believing we're second-class citizens. When the truth is, we're king of the hill. They should aspire to be like us, not the other way around.
And so I make this pledge to you. Tonight, once and for all, we pull back the curtain and reveal ourselves for who we truly are. After tonight, we will be respected.
Yeah. Edgar's among the crowd, looking up thoughtfully at Samuel, who's smiling at the carnival people surrounding him. Central Park, New York City. Exhaling deeply, Samuel's eyes are narrowed with intent as he holds his hand up in the air. Matt is forcibly held down by three Eli's on the kitchen counter, while another kicks Matt in the knee, then calmly hands out three kitchen knives to his fellow clones.
Come on! Think about what you're doing! Don't do this!
The fourth Eli advances on Matt, knife in hand, when suddenly all four of them vanish.
Matt! Matt? Are you okay?
No.
Okay.
It's just dislocated. Awesome.
Silas strides in.
What the hell's he doing here?
Matt looks questioningly at Peter. Chapter 18, Brave New World. Emma signs to Samuel, "You wanted to see me?"
Ah, there you are. Yes, it's time for your solo.
My what?
How do you think all the people are going to find us? You're going to bring them here. I told you you had a unique gift. Now it's time to put it to use.
The dream.
What dream?
The one Peter told me about. I played the cello.
Thousands of people were dying.
A non-committal shrug.
He was right about you.
He grabs her arm.
You disappoint me, Emma.
You can't force me to do anything.
Trying to leave, Emma's frozen in place.
I would have preferred you were a willing participant. These things happen. It's all yours, Mr. Doyle.
I've always had a thing for blondes.
In a hospital, Ando stirs from his sleep and finds Hero sitting up, smiling at him.
I was having the most wonderful dream. You and me and Kimiko. We were all back working at Yamagato.
Life was simple once, wasn't it?
It can be again.
I'd like that. I'd like that very much.
What are you doing out of bed?
If we want our simple, happy life back, we have to fight for it.
Are you sure you're well enough? And what of your brain surgery? Are you healed? Do you have full command of your powers back?
Hero rewinds time.
Are you sure you're well enough? And what of your brain surgery? Are you healed? Do you have full command of your powers back?
Yes.
At least wait to see the doctor.
I've had enough doctors. There is much work to be done. We must stop the evil butterfly man.
A medic enters, holding a note.
Excuse me, Hiro Nakamura?
Yes?
The woman in room 1106 asked me to give this to you.
The handwritten card reads, "Is it really you? Come find me." Enclosed is an origami bird.
Great Scott!
I trapped him in a nightmare. What the hell's he doing out? You did this.
It's a long story. But right now we need to know what Samuel is planning, when and where.
Thousands of people are in danger, Matt.
Get in his head, Matt. Tell us what you see.
Why? So you guys can run off and be superheroes together? This is ridiculous. Peter, come on, he's a monster. I can't believe you actually trust him!
You want something done?
Peter strides over to Prime Eli, who's unconscious on the floor, and gets inside his head.
Samuel's gonna show the world his powers. New York City. Central Park. Tonight.
What does he mean, show his power?
He's gonna open up the ground. Kill them all. Bury them.
That sounds like a plan I'd come up with back in the day.
You say that like it wasn't yesterday.
I'm not that person anymore, Matt. I know it's hard to understand.
We got what we need. Let's go.
You're not going anywhere. You leave with Siler, people are going to end up dead, and that'll be on you. I can't let that happen.
Let's go.
I'm not going anywhere.
What are you talking about?
That would be me. See, I can still push a thought. I told you, Peter, I'm not letting him out of here.
Underground, Claire appears to be hacking at the trailer wall with a metal object in an attempt to get out.
We're too deep.
No, we're not. We can dig our way out. Might take a while, but...
Dirt and stones pour in through the trailer ceiling.
We'll run out of oxygen way before that. The more we dig, the faster we'll run out of air. Or more precisely, the faster I'll run out of air, your lungs will keep regenerating.
What are you saying?
It's futile.
What do you mean futile? We have to find some way out of here.
I think I know why Samuel put you down here with me. So you could watch me die.
Wide-eyed, Claire stares at Noah. Backstage at the carnival, a mournful-looking Emma's sitting by a microphone playing the cello. The music is broadcast through speakers to carnival-goers and crowds out the front. People continue to file towards the carnival, a brightly coloured beacon of lights in Central Park. Backstage, Doyle's manipulating Emma to play the cello.
Lure them in.
He smiles blissfully at Emma. Back at the hospital, Ando's following Hiro down the corridor.
Charlie, really? How's that possible?
Who else would send an origami crane?
Oh, excuse me.
My God. When I saw the nurse's chart said Hiro Nakamura, I couldn't believe it. It's been an awful long time, Hiro. Ever since the Burnt Toast Diner. 65 years ago.
Charlie?
The souvenir trailer.
We have to focus. We have to think of something.
Claire.
Dad, you have a plan. I know you have a plan. What is it?
There is no plan. Now I need to talk to you about what you saw up there in the House of Mirrors.
Why?
Because you're going to survive this. If it takes a month, you will get out of here. I'm not going to.
That's not true.
Yes, that it is. And there are things that I need to say to you. What you saw up there, all of it, it's all true. But it's not the whole truth.
Dad, you don't have to do this,
No,
okay?
We are all products of our own experiences, good and bad. Everything that's happened to me has made me who I am. But it can't explain what I've become.
You are my dad. For better or for worse.
Don't protect me, Claire! That's my job!
To protect me from the rest of the world?
Yes, exactly.
And that's why you believe that people like me can't live out in the open.
It doesn't matter what I believe anymore. Because the whole world is about to find out about you. We can thank Samuel for that.
Maybe it won't be so bad. Maybe the world is more ready than you think it is. Things change.
Sure. There might be curiosity for a while, but all it takes is one Siler, and then the pitchforks come out, and all hell breaks loose. I've seen it. They will turn on you, Claire. It's human nature. You're right. Things change. But people don't.
Tears trickle down Claire's face. At Matt's, Eli's stirring.
Siler killed your brother, Peter. He killed Nathan.
I've repented.
Oh, yeah, during the nightmare. Right, because that lasted all of, what, a couple hours?
Not to us, Matt. That was 5 years. Look, you heard what Samuel's planning. We can stop him.
I don't expect you to understand what happened in the nightmare. And I don't expect you to forgive me.
Good, because that'll never happen.
I've done so much wrong to so many people. Just give me a chance to redeem myself. Matt, I've been inside of your head, so I have a pretty good idea of what it takes to be a good person. Go inside mine. And you make the call.
Still unsure, Matt glances quickly at Peter, who nods slightly. Shaking his head, Matt limps forward and enters Siler's mind. Siler looks hopefully at Matt, a glimmer of a smile on his face.
You see it. Right here.
What I saw was inside your twisted mind. That wasn't your heart.
I can prove it. Just give me a chance.
You need to trust us, Matt.
He looks thoughtfully at them.
Fine. Just get them. Get the hell out of my home.
Now you are going to do exactly what I tell you to do.
Under Doyle's power and unable to stop, Emma's on the verge of tears as she continues to draw in crowds to the carnival with her enthralling music. Samuel walks through the throngs of people waiting in the showground before slipping past a curtain backstage where a surly Edgar sits and waits.
Emma's doing an incredible job. It's quite a crowd. They've all come out to see us.
See us do what? Our acts.
What else would I be referring to?
Edgar looks at people outside with TV cameras.
There's news cameras. You invite them too?
The world needs to meet us, Edgar. It's the biggest show we've ever done.
You seem nervous. You aren't nervous, are you?
Excited. Tonight changes everything. For all of us.
The elderly Charlie's lying in her hospital bed.
He was there waiting as I left the burnt toast that day. Some old man said he was a friend of Samuel Sullivan. Put his hand on my shoulder. Next thing I knew, I was on a street corner in Milwaukee. It was January 26, 1944. Oh, no. It was cold. I was scared. I didn't know a soul, and I missed you.
And you lived all this time.
I got a job in a munitions factory. All the girls did back then. Did you realize it takes 108 pounds of rivets to hold the wing of a P-51 Mustang in place? Unless, of course, you use the 14-gauge instead of the 16-gauge.
Charlie, I'm so sorry. This was all my fault. I let the evil butterfly man lie to you. It is because I loved you that he sent you away.
He looks fondly at Charlie as he remembers them together in the burnt toast diner, sharing a tender kiss. Claire and Noah are still trapped in the ground.
When I said I was the product of my experiences, I left out the most important part. You. You came into my life, and you changed everything. The man you saw up there in those memories could never have died a happy man, but I can, because of you.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Try to find a way to forgive me, Claire.
I don't need to forgive you. I need to thank you. I am who I am because of you. I love you.
I love you too, Claire. But... So I want you to promise me something. That you'll hide.
What?
The world doesn't have to know about you. You can stay in. You can blend in. You can pass, Claire. You know how to do it.
Dad, we don't have to treat this. We can find a way out.
I want you. Promise me you'll stay in. Claire, please. It's my dying wish, Claire. Please.
No.
Promise me.
No. Dad? No. No! Dad! Dad, no! No!
Noah's eyes close and his head slumps forward. Claire dashes to a gap in the trailer wall and claws frantically at the bare dirt, stopping when water gushes from a hole in the earth wall. Claire watches as tendrils of water snake upwards and turn into a human form, eventually solidifying into Tracy.
What to do? He's dying.
Not if I can help it.
Dad.
Noah.
Dad.
Tracy.
We have to get you through 30 feet of dirt. You ready?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. You're gonna own me on this.
He will as soon as we get out of here.
I hope you can swim.
Tracy's hand turns to water as she places it inside the hole in the wall. Spluttering, Noah finally emerges to be met by Lauren.
No! Noah!
She helps him out of the water. He turns around to help Claire.
Dad, you okay?
Yeah. Tracy saved us.
I know, I called her.
Carnival's gone?
They're in New York, Central Park. I lined up a chopper. It'll take us right into Manhattan. It'll be here any second.
Where is she?
She said you know her one.
Gotta go!
Back at the hospital.
Don't beat yourself up, hero. I would have waited for you, but by the time you were born, I was middle-aged. I'm just so happy I got to see you before.
You're not well.
The good news is, that brain aneurysm never bothered me again after your weird doctor friend cured me. Unfortunately, pretty much everything else is about to give out.
Realization dawns on Hero's face.
I can fix this, Charlie.
Fix this? How do you mean?
I can fix everything.
I'm sorry. Will you excuse us for 1 minute?
Hero steps to one side with Ando, who asks,
what do you mean, fix it?
I will go back to 1944 and take her right back to the burnt toast diner.
There's no such thing as stepping on a small butterfly.
All I'm doing is righting a terrible wrong.
So she can lead a normal life.
Exactly.
Ah, so you're doing this for her, not for you.
Hero regards Charlie fondly.
Absolutely.
A drop of blood flows slowly down a cello string from Emma's bleeding fingers as she continues to play her music. Outside, crowds continue to enter the showground. Noah and Claire have arrived.
He's done it. He's brought in thousands of people.
This is going to be a massacre.
We gotta find the backstage area. You know where it is?
Yeah, it's back that way.
All right, let's split up. You go that way, and I'll head off this way.
Okay.
Clear. Be careful.
You too.
They part company. Outside, Sila and Peter stride through the crowds.
This way.
Peter suddenly halts.
Wait. The dream.
What?
All these people are all here. At lambs to slaughter.
It's not gonna happen, Peter. Go find Samuel. I'll save him. Peter, your dream said I save her. Trust me.
Silas strides off. Inside, Noah's on the phone.
It's an emergency. Tell Hero he needs to get here as fast as he can.
Where do you think you're going?
Silas walking through the carnival when he spots the curtain leading to backstage. Walking through, he finds Emma rooted to the spot, playing the cello. She looks pleadingly at him.
Don't worry. I've come to save you.
He grabs the neck of the cello, then lets go. Doyle strolls round the corner, moving his arms in the air, and Sila copies him as he's now caught in Doyle's thrall.
What brings you to the Big Apple?
Sila glowers at Doyle. Samuel licks his lips with anticipation at the expectant crowds gathering outside. Backstage, the performers are getting ready when Claire dashes in.
Everybody listen to me, please, okay? We need to get you as far away from Samuel as possible.
You don't belong here, Claire.
Look, I know what he told you about tonight. That you're coming out and that you're going to be able to live out in the open. And trust me, there is nobody who wants that more than me. But this is not your coming out party. This is his.
Well, look who finally came up for air.
What are you doing here, Claire? You're not part of this family.
You're right. I'm not. But let me ask you something. Does your family know what you're planning to do here tonight?
They all look at Samuel.
Why don't you tell them?
He's gonna kill all of those people out there. That's how he's gonna introduce you to the world.
Why would he do that, Claire? He's given us all new life. If he hadn't found me, I'd still be living out in that park, homeless.
They know the truth, Claire. Tonight is our night.
Edgar's holding a knife to Noah's throat.
I never wanted to hurt your family, Edgar. Ask yourself if that's true of Samuel. He killed his own brother. I'm only here to stop him from murdering a lot of other people.
Then you and I have the same goal. I can't just kill him in front of the others. And you strike me as a kind of man with a plan. So what do we do?
Behind Edgar, Noah notices Eli walking past.
It's simpler. I'll be waiting for you in 1944. When you pop in on that snowy street corner, I'll take you back to Bantos Diner, right where I left you.
And I'd be young again.
And we can finally build a life together. Oh,
that sounds nice. But Hero, I already had a life. I had a wonderful life. 65 years is a long time.
Hero!
Hey there, honeysuckle. Where's Mommy and Daddy?
They're talking to the nurse.
Oh. Sally, this is an old friend of mine. His name is Hero.
That's a funny name.
Hello, Sally.
Hi.
Sally, go find Mommy and Daddy so they can meet Hero, okay?
Okay.
Charlie looks at Hero.
Hero. After the war, I married a wonderful man. We had 4 children. I now have 7 beautiful grandchildren. We had a home, friends, cherished memories, a life. If I were to go back now and lead a different life, what would happen with all that? What would happen to Sally?
Hero looks sad.
Hero.
The pair look towards the doorway where Ando's waiting. Hero smiles at Charlie before joining Ando in the hospital corridor.
I just heard from Noah Bennett. He needs us now.
Hero watches as Charlie's joined by her family.
It is over. The damsel has found her happy ending. My hero's journey has come to an end. I have no more quests.
Really? Because Noel Bennett just found Samuel Sullivan. The carnival's in New York, Central Park. Destiny calls.
Charlie looks through the window at Hero, who bows to her and blows her a kiss. Deeply moved, her eyes fill with tears, and she rests her hand on her chest. Hero says, "Destiny calls," and clasps Ando's shoulder. Then they vanish. At the carnival...
Doyle, I don't want to hurt you. Just let her go, please.
Since when do you ask politely?
A lot of people are gonna die if we don't stop this.
Are you a shapeshifter? Is that Dudley Do-Right in there?
He can't hold us here forever.
I don't plan on it. Just long enough for Samuel to finish the show. Isn't that right, Em? Oh, I don't think she heard me.
Finding she's free, Emma blasts Doyle across the room with a shockwave of noise and light.
Are you okay?
Sarah, please, listen to me. Please, Samuel made me do it.
Really? Because I thought you were the puppet master.
Oh, come on. What do you care about this girl anyway?
I am here to save her.
That's not you. You're like me.
No. I'm a hero.
Claire standing on a box.
You think you're here to save them, Claire, but they don't need saving. They know what I've done for them.
Do they know that you gain your strength from them? You are the source of his power. Without you, he is nothing. That's why Joseph was keeping this family small for all those years, because he knew how powerful Samuel could be, that he would lose control just like he did when he buried that town. But you all walk away now, and he will be weak. He will be ordinary. He will be nothing.
I think we've all heard enough. Am I right?
He's using you, and that's what Joseph was trying to keep from happening. But why don't you tell them what you did to stop him?
That's enough!
He killed him. He killed his own brother!
Samuel grabs Claire and drags her off her impromptu platform, easing off a little when he realizes the performers are staring at him.
You think they're gonna believe you over me? They'd be lost without me!
Damien gazes steadily at Samuel.
There's not one person here who thinks I'm capable of murdering my own brother. There's one, actually.
Make that two.
Lydia told me everything. Well, she's not here to confirm that now, is she? Because he killed her.
That's a lie. Isn't it?
Tell the truth, Samuel. You had me kill Lydia.
I did no such thing.
You blamed it on me to justify what you're gonna do tonight.
Are you gonna believe him after all I've done for you?
I know I can't stay in this family after killing one of our own, but he has to be stopped.
It's up to all of you. Claire's right, you walk away and he's powerless. It's over, Samuel.
Come on. Let's get out of here.
Wait, where are you going? Don't you see? You're victims! All of you! Like Joseph! Run as fast as you can! You'll never get far enough! Ladies and gentlemen, you want a show!
Yeah! Smiling, Samuel basks in the audience's attention. Then his expression becomes foreboding, and he holds his hand in the air for silence.
Well, this is the greatest show on Earth!
Closing his eyes, he clenches his fists, and the showground starts to shake and tremor. Unsteadied by the quake, the lights of a nearby Ferris wheel shower sparks over the panicked crowd, who all turn and run from the carnival. Noah and Claire are amongst them.
We're too close, one!
No, we need to get as far away as possible!
On stage, Samuel stood firm amidst the chaos unfolding around him. The force of Samuel's quake causes a bunting pole to fall forward, hitting a man on the way down. Streaking out of the night sky, Peter slams into Samuel, knocking them both backstage. Samuel sends a shockwave through the earth, which rises up and flows like a wave towards Peter. He stops it and forces it back towards Samuel.
You seem to have found my power.
It's funny how that works, huh? I'm not gonna let you hurt anyone now.
Peter, you of all people should know they have to fear us! That's the only way they'll respect us! All you've ever wanted is respect! We both know what it's like to live in the shadow of a brother. Joseph destroyed my potential, kept me down! Just like your brother!
My brother didn't let me down. He built me up.
They continue their battle, while outside, Noah and Claire hurry the carnival performers out of the showground. Hero and Ando run towards them.
Hero, you need to teleport everyone out of here.
All of you?
We need to try. Everyone.
There's so many. They all have to be touching.
You heard him. Everybody join hands.
Hero turns to Ando.
There are too many. I can supercharge you. Supercharge?
Noah to Claire.
I'll stay. Take care of Samuel.
Ando's holding Hero's hand to supercharge him.
One, two, three!
Hero teleports the performers out of the showground, along with Ando and Claire, leaving Noah on his own. Now powerless, Samuel looks shaken. Noah heads for the carnival's backstage area.
So how's it feel to be ordinary?
Peter strolls leisurely towards his adversary.
Where'd they all go? They can't have all left. They're here somewhere!
The showground is deserted.
You can't leave me!
Peter joins Samuel on stage.
You cowards!
Samuel stumbles around wildly.
Where are you?
Noah emerges from backstage.
Come back here! You're nothing without me!
Noah and Peter look across the showground at Samuel, who's dropped to his knees in defeat.
I gotta say, I never liked carnivals.
Yup.
Now his only loyal company, the neon carnival lights continue to flash around Samuel, who stares wild-eyed at the silent showground. End of Volume 5. Volume 6, Brave New World. Emma finds Peter in the showground. They hug each other. Peter smiles and caresses her cheek gently.
Are you okay?
There was a man named Doyle. He made me play.
Doyle?
Your friend. Took care of him.
They go backstage to find Silas truss Doyle up to some tent poles with a string of carnival lights. To Peter.
What do you think?
Peter looks at a dazed and confused Doyle.
I like it.
Noah to Claire.
Is everyone safe?
Yeah, Hero's taking care of them. They'll be fine.
Head down.
Who's taking Samuel? Is it a new company?
The old one. Lauren called in some favors.
What's she telling them?
There was a gas main rupture.
Of course there was.
And all the other stuff, the flying, the rumbling, all just special effects put on by a very gifted show.
You still can't see it, can you?
See what?
Future. One where we all get to live out in the open.
Claire, you know how I feel about this.
How long can we keep this under wraps?
Excuse me, you are witnesses. What happened?
I have no comment.
Can you tell us what you saw here tonight?
What he said.
Miss Queen, I have to have seen something.
Are you sure, miss? You look like you want to say something.
Actually, I do have something to say.
Claire.
You're right. People don't change.
She gives Noah a hard stare before glancing up at the Ferris wheel.
You want to know what really happened here tonight? Keep the cameras on me.
Stay with her. Don't lose her.
Claire! Claire!
You getting this?
She's climbing up the Ferris wheel.
What is she doing?
Breaking my heart.
Ando and Hero are nearby.
You ready to go home?
Yes, finally.
What
is she doing?
It's amazing, Peter.
What is?
When I saved her, I didn't have a thought for myself. I could have killed Doyle, but I didn't. It felt good. It felt right.
What the hell does she think she's doing? She's gonna change everything.
That's right. It's a brave new world.
With the TV cameras trained on her, everyone watches Claire, who continues to climb towards the platform at the top of the wheel. Standing on the ledge, she glances down at Noah, who shakes his head slightly. With an air of premeditated defiance, she lets herself fall forward towards the ground. The journalists hurry over towards her as she gets off the ground and pops her dislocated shoulder back in before staring into a camera.
My name is Claire Bennett, and this is a temp number. I guess I've kind of lost count.
A bloody cut on her face heals, then vanishes. To be continued.
Being friendly to your neighbours is all well and good, but what if you suspect they might be a psychotic killer? Tricky stuff. Get the bank holiday snacks in for tense thriller Disturbia, tomorrow at 10:30 here on BBC Three. Next up, it's a Family Guy double.